Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
New Year's Eve, 1914.
Albert and Florrie Wilson.
Maybe this isn't a good idea.
What are you talking about?
I don't know that I feel much like celebrating.
We're going. We're going down the harbour, eh? It's New Year's Eve, and we're not sitting in the house feeling sorry for ourselves.
It's just...
We won't be down there long. Come on, it's a... what do you call it? A ritual kind of thing. It's important.
Do you think she'll come back?
Kitty?
Yeah.
Of course she will. Of course she will.
Do you think she'll have Dieter with her?
I don't know. I don't see how she can bring it back here, unless he wants to get arrested.
And what would she say to Victor? I mean, it'd be a terrible scandal. That wasn't, eh, Miss Marshall? She'd have heart failure.
Well, it's all out of our hands, isn't it? We can't even go looking for her, because we don't know where she's gone.
I'm afraid that she won't come back. Ever.
She will. She will. Of course she will.
And it's what I deserve, Albert. That's the worst thing.
What are you talking about?
Because of what I did. What I did to Kitty. It was unforgivable.
You were trying to do right by her.
I should have been more truthful from the beginning. And this is God's punishment. Now, there's Jack. He's going to go off to France.
Not yet, he's not. He's still in training.
He will go to France, won't he?
Maybe. Or maybe he'll go to Egypt or somewhere.
Egypt?
Well, yeah, some of them are getting shipped off to Egypt because of all the threats to the Suez.
Oh.
The canal.
I know it's the canal. I do know that.
The point is... We don't know what the future holds, do we?
What about Sam?
Sam?
Where is he?
Florrie.
I think of him all the time.
So do I.
Sometimes I think I'll turn round in a moment and he'll be there, standing there with a cheeky smile, a mucky face, bold as brass, an inch taller.
Please don't.
What's the matter?
I can't stand it, Florrie. I can't.
If they found Jimmy, but not Sam, what does that mean?
I knew you were thinking that. I knew. I just don't want to hear it.
But does it mean I was right? Does it mean he's alive?
How can he be?
These miracles do happen.
When?
Soldiers. They thought was dead turn out to be alive. There was that one in the paper.
He's not a soldier, though, is he? He's a little boy. I wish we knew. I could manage all right if we knew.
Sorry, darling.
It's all right. Listen. Listen. It's New Year's Eve, and that's a reason to celebrate. We're saying goodbye. Goodbye and good riddance to the worst year of our lives. Goodbye, 1914, with all your losses and your heartache. Hello, 1915, the year it all comes good again.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2...
Happy New Year, Florrie!
Happy New Year, Albert!
Well, give us a kiss! Yeah, go on then. One for the wife as well.
Please. I don't want a brandy.
Oh, she's had a chill.
Don't have a brandy, Florrie, please.
Oh.
It's orphans. Oh.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too.
Oh,
Steady.
Oh. Oh. I feel a bit, you know...
Drunk?
No, not drunk. I'm not as bad as that.
You nearly fell over.
Not because I'm drunk.
I like it.
You like what?
You, when you've had a drink.
What are you talking about?
You go all soppy.
No, I don't.
And you don't look so haunted.
Robert.
You should have a drink more of
it. Not what, like Bill Mack made?
He needs to drink less, not more.
I wonder how he's getting on in the army.
Lord knows.
It's funny when you think about it. Bill, in the army.
I bet he doesn't know what's hitting.
You won't sign up, will you?
Me?
You won't, will you?
I'm too old for the past it.
I'd have thought Bill McNade was past it.
He's younger than me.
He doesn't look it.
That's because of the drink.
And you want me to drink more?
You'd have to drink a hell of a lot to look as old as Bill McNade.
Oh, I'm glad we came out.
Good.
Yeah, you were right about getting some air.
Well, I'm glad you see that now.
Mm. You got any resolutions?
Yeah. Get my wife drunk more often. No. Yeah, well, resolutions. Well, let's have a think of it.
I'm going to try and be more cheerful.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I've been unbearably sad.
Sorry.
What about you?
Fatten you up.
Fatten me up?
You're looking far too skinny.
I'm not.
You are, Florrie. You don't eat enough. You've got to eat more. Keep your strength up. And I want you to stop saying about Sam.
What do you mean?
I want you to stop saying that he might be alive, because if he was alive, he'd come home.
Well, maybe he's got a reason. Some reason why he can't.
No, Florrie, he's gone. He must have. We've got to face it.
All right. I won't talk of it no more. I won't. But you can't ask me to believe what you believe, because it's not fair.
All right. All right, yeah. It's a new year. And if we can, I want to make it a good one.
So do I. Will you sing us a song?
What one?
Anything. Anything you feel like singing.
Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no loving since January, February, June or July. Snowtime ain't no time to stay outdoors and spoon. So shine on, harvest moon, for me and my
own. Oh, that's a good one.
God bless you, Flory.
God bless you, Albert. Oh,
shall
I put the kettle on?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, we could have a little sandwich, couldn't we? It's a little bit of ham left.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Oh, are you expecting someone?
Me?
Yeah.
Who would I be expecting at this hour?
Oh, I don't know.
Adam.
I forgot my key.
You all right?
I didn't want to stay with the scouts. I want to come home. Is that all right?
Of course it is. Of course it is. What are you asking for?
Hello, sweetheart. You're right, I've come back.
Oh, what are you talking about?
I've got homesick.
Did you? I was just going to make us a ham sandwich. Do you want one?
Please.
A cup of tea and a ham sandwich. Oh, this is nice. This is much better. I'm glad you came back. I'm really glad.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Suddenly we're popular.
Oh, I'll get it.
Kitty. Oh, Kitty. Hello, Mum.
Hello, love.
What have you been with your wife, Chick?
Oh,
Mum?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't. I don't know. I thought we'd never. I thought you was lost. I'm so glad.
Sorry, calm yourself, love.
I'm so full of regret. Kitty, Betty, I am. I'm a terrible person, I know.
You're not a terrible person.
You certainly are not. Anyone who says that...
I would never, ever have kept Dieter's letter from you.
You were trying to do the right thing.
It was wrong. It was so wrong.
Mum, please.
Can you forgive me? Can you? I thought we'd never see you again. I'd never see the baby. We'd never hear a word of it. It'd be like...
Rory, love, you have got to calm down.
Yeah, she's back now. She's all right.
Everything's all right.
Where did you go?
London. Find Dieter.
Is that where he is?
Oh, he's not in London. He's in Devon. The thing is, I didn't realise it's not one place. There's lots of places, and I didn't know which one to choose. When they asked me which train station, I couldn't tell them. I didn't know what to do.
Why didn't you just come home?
Well, I wanted to. I did.
Why didn't you?
Because of me. Because of what I did.
I wasn't
there. I just thought, I've lost her. I've lost her. First Sam, and now Kitty. But with Kitty, I've only got myself to blame.
Mum, you were never going to lose me.
I didn't know that. I didn't.
I just had to think for a bit, that's all. About what to do, about the whole situation, and the thing I've come to, well, truth is, you was right. You was right to keep it from me.
Oh, Kitty. Keep what from you?
The fact that Dieter was alive.
Oh, yeah. I would never have married Victor, would I? If I'd known. And then I would have been ruined. And, well, what good would that have done me, or Dieter, or the baby, or anyone?
Do you mean it? Do you really mean it?
She wouldn't say it if she didn't mean it.
You did the right thing, Mum.
I didn't. I know, because it wasn't right. It wasn't. But you know what? I don't think there was a right thing. So maybe I did the least wrong thing. Maybe that's what you have to do when there's a war on. That's how it gets. And it's no one's fault that there's a war on, is it? I mean, no one ordinary.
Well, it's certainly not your fault. And Kitty's home, and that's all that matters for tonight.
Is it all right if I stay? If I come back here to live?
Of course it is. We'd be delighted, wouldn't we?
We certainly would.
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Find out more about World War I on the BBC online.